sanitary conditions for them, the kidney will not reproduce. So in Meile, the existence of that organism is a very raw form of existence. So, of life. So that kind of Nikilas Kishoma is not also Meile. So it's not inconsistent with the machine. Now, in the Rambam, when he mentions Potea, so he mentions Minapelis, Shaviyoso Minaglo Minapelis. So that's like that. So in other words, there is no Lisa that I say of Nikilas Nishon in killing the cat. So, of course, you say, but Lisa Rabono, there is. Alright, so insofar as Lisa Rabono, there is. So the Chachomim will not do it because of the mitzvah of Moed. And after all, it's not even a vadai. You see, Tisra says that it's v'shem obadev yirokes in gom kapeh v'shem chshimu el arupe. So it's not even a sotik ha-shok according to Tisra. It's only a chashat heike. But assuming that it is a sotik, and it's a sotik ha-shok, but a vadai it isn't. So maybe insofar as Yisra Avon is concerned, so we have no problem. And even if it would be a vadai, it probably would also be muter, because at all the Gemara says that, so there is a takonis chachomit. I mean that we have to be mishakar and harises. We have to immerse it in harises. So we may have a chachomim or make it. And that is a rabbon, because of the mitzvah, of chazeres. So the chachomim or make it. So even if it had been a vadai. And then, so then you can ask, so that's all right, I'll leave it in Yuchas, that we pass like Rabban of Chablezer. But how about Chablezer? Chablezer says, I hear the kilo, ki in Gmora Domo, Chayu Pratos. Chayu Pratos, according to Chablezer, we don't learn how this Yalfuse, do with it Hoshim that it has to be. The organism has to represent a certain high degree of existence. So I mean, any organism, so involves in the Wachad Raisei in the Jewish Mishomet. Jewish Mishomet. So now, the Gemara says here, now, I forgot to mention that. The Gemara says, Omer Achpot Reshmanino, Hay Chase, Tzorok Lishkuya Bechareisis, Mishim Kap. Mishim Kap. He said that I talk about Tzorok Lishkuya, Tzorok Lishkuya, and he said, I'm not only holding on. So then the Gemara says, no, the Gemara is not. So the money is not this right. So we could say the Gemara only says it because clear, but how long it is like that? That Tzorok Lishkuy. The Gemara is only matche. The money is matche because but Baruche, he has to plunge it completely in the Haris. Or, maybe it's not just the Derech Kriyeh. That the Gemara really means that it's not like that, that he doesn't have to be Mishak the Haris. He only has to make a superficial dipping, not to plunge it completely, through and through, into the Haris. So there's a Machlokes Hashem. The Rambam, when he mentions the Baruche, the Chesed Mechasimat Aruch Hebo. And the Chesed Mechasimat Aruch Hebo. So in the middle of Aruch he says, we're discussing the whole procedure. Vahakach, Tehlech Matzo Morek Ahas, Umitabu Kharit. He doesn't say, so the point out that he doesn't mean, because the Rambam task was like the Tchir, like out of the Gemara. It's not the Erech Tchir, it's only the Remes. In other words, because Rambam says, Mitabe, not Bishak. Not Bishak. The two. The second line here, the second line there is that Chris should press without us. Ahakim, Yikachatayu Sumorer, Vishakenu Kulen Chayitz. Kulen. He emphasizes.
In other words, so he holds, the Torah holds, I mean this for the Kehashi. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, they hold the Mishyosef says. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh hold that it's not just the Derech HaKriya. It's how we learn. So, I would never say Torah Hushkul. This Torah Hushkul. But the Kedah holds that it's only Derech HaKriya. But our name is Yester Ben Mishah. Now, and it's remarkable, I mean, usually when the Rosh is Chelika and another Bishin, so the two pass like the Rosh. But here, it doesn't pass like the Rosh. He passes completely like the Rekha. Alright. Now, so the Gemara says, so when the Gemara is Matre, the Gemara says, Le'ilom Imroch Rito Mitkul, Vikapim Rekha Mai. So according to that, but our name is Yester Ben Mishah. Now, and it's remarkable, I mean, usually when the Rosh is Chelika and another Bishin, so the two pass like the Rosh. But here it doesn't pass like the Rosh. He passes completely like the Rekha. Alright. Now, so the Gemara says, so when the Gemara is Makhe, the Gemara says, Le'ilom Imroch Rito Mishkul, Vikapim Rekha Mai. So according to that, there is no problem altogether. According to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, that the Maskone of the Gemara is that he doesn't even have to plunge it. He just has to make a superficial dipping. And then the telas, the kafe, will become dead as a result of the smell. So then there is no melacha that I saw open that. Even according to the Reza, that Ahirik, who says, Ahirik Kinok, Ahirik Gomov. Because if he dies as a result of the Reza, so in many ways, the deadening is al-Bigome. In other words, so it doesn't, so you can say it's still killed the Adai. It's still a curse on the Adai. No, but if he dies from the Reyach, so it's not immediately, I mean, there is not even a second election. If he dies from the Reyach, so there is a certain second, or a few seconds probably, that elapse between the dipping and the death of the Torah. And it could be something else, that if we say that Kavim Reichem Mayes, so Mayes doesn't mean that Mayes becomes dead. The smell makes it ineffective. So of course it ultimately dies, I mean, but in other words, it inflicts such, it inflicts a deadening effect upon the telas. And maybe the telas will die a few minutes later. But the chola, if not a few minutes later, the chola poches a few seconds later, if it's an account of Reya. And even according to the Shemit, who say that Alib and Emes, so he has to be Mishaka, the Chazares. So the telas is not deadened as a result of the smell, but it's deadened as a result of the plunging into the harises. But it's very likely, I mean, that the telas doesn't die immediately as he immerses the harises into the harises. But a few seconds later, you ask. But immediately after, once he gets through with the immersion into the harises, so he puts it in his mouth, but it's immediate, but the number of seconds that intervene. So it's very likely that the deadening effect takes place not immediately, simultaneously with the plunging, but a few seconds later. So the melee is coming. So the melee is coming. So it's like there is a Rambam in the Shabbos, Hilchas Perek Chof Bei. Haloche, Haloche Yudin. Haneitir Sa'a Migufo Odom, Chayub Mishin Bein. Chayub Mishin Bein. Lifichoch, Oso Mirchis Es Hayadayim, Bidobo Shem Meisir Es Asar Vadayim. Kinoor Vachayitze. Now the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Shabbos mentions the cloud that whenever in Hilchas Shabbos he says Osalach is going to, so it means it's only Asangaro. There is no Israelite. So he says, now the question arises, in the beginning of Halakha Yudin he says, I need to sum before the Chayav Mishum Geiz. Let's say someone takes a shave, a haircut. So it's Chayav Mishum Geiz. So then he says that it's Osalach. List that's only Osam Rabon. Lichit es hayadayu. Idobo shenitz iras asar badai. In all of the chalitz. In other words, it's certainly kind of a soap. It's a powder. So in other words, so this Rambam says in effect that when you use a certain pilotary to remove hair, I mean a powder, so it's only asar. So I heard from a father of the was a pshat, because normally, when the Rambam also has this kind, maybe today they have such strong powders that it's not like that. But the Rambam doesn't have reference to such a strong powder. So normally, when you remove hair through a powder, so you first you put the powder, let's say, on your beard. And then you leave it down, let's say, for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, then it removes. But suppose you put the powder on your beard and then you immediately take it off, so you won't be conscious of anything. So in other words, so maybe it's a gone. So maybe it's a gone. It's like Seif Chamalove. Like Seif Chamalove. So it's a gome. And gome, the Gemara in Kokisri says, Risasekom Rocho, Asir Udoser of Homishore, but the Mordechai points out, I mean, and I don't think there is any vision in Israel, that Mid Rabbonon is Oseh, and the Gemara says, that because of the Saskum Lochas, also from the Shore, so where there is a fire, so you are allowed to set up Klecheres, so that when the fire reaches the Klecheres, so the fire will be extinguished. So that's gone. Why is it Mutter? The Gemara says because the Saskum Lochas, also from the Shore. So we mock in Hefset of it. Of the great God, so the Chachom no matter. But like this, you're not allowed to do Melochaldikom and Midrabon. So there's a Mitzvah Rabon. So here, I'll be some, in other words, since the effect takes place later, so mainly it's only Oseh, now, so the mainly, here too, it will not involve, as long as the effect does not take place immediately, even if it is very close, very soon, but just a few seconds after it. But so it's still a gome. It's still a gome. Like if the Telaz becomes dead after he stops rubbing against, I mean, and plunging, rubbing against the harises, rubbing the hazeres against the harises a few seconds later, so it's gone. So it's only Osam and Rabbanon. Now, if it's Osam, but so you say, but it's still Osam and Rabbanon. Also, we can say, since it's only Osam and Rabbanon, so it's no matter. But once we say that it's only a gome, it's also a rabbanon, so then it shouldn't even involve even an isa rabbanon, according to the rabbanon of Rabbezer. Why? Because the rabbanon, according to rabbanon of Rabbezer, so I hear the kimo is pot, but it's only a rabbanon, so it's only shoes. The gibor and Shabbos and then Kazirik says, kiche di karmeles vigozo. In other words, you're not allowed, the yam has a din of a karmeles. So you're not allowed to pour out water, to spill water from a boat into the yam, because you are meitzi mishal yochid. The boat is a mishal yochid, and the yam is a karmeles. So you are meitzi mishal yochid the karmeles. So the Gemara says, "Kiche the karmeles loy gozo." Gemara Nazir. What did he give him? Tell him, because you're not allowed to spill water directly from the bowl into the yam. But let's say if you spill it on the floor of the boat, and then little later, a few minutes later, it drips down to a certain opening. So it drips down from the floor of the boat into the yam. So then it's muta. Why? Kechel means al the ground. If I gomit, becomes with us, so that means gomit nishmus is muta. So first of all, this gomit itself implies that gomit in loch et reise is osam rao, is osam. Because gomit says, kirche becomes with us nikosro, but kirche does you say, Abi, is osam. In other words, you're not allowed, and that's mentioned indeed, that you're not allowed, let's say, if you have the courtyard, if is somuch a joint of the Rabbi, you're not allowed to spill water in your own chotzer if you know that this water will definitely a few moments later drip out into the Rishus Rabbi, because kirche becomelessly gozo, the kirche of the Rishus Rabbi is gozo. So it's a gemara mifureshes that the grobe in Rishus is muta lechatchil under normal circumstances. So according to Rabbanon of Rav Lezer, so even killing a kape b'yodai is a shmus. So the Meile, when he does it, al the grome, it's keichel b'kalmeres. And keichel b'kalmeres involves no. Oh my God, bring what? Go to Matzo, yot. Go to Mode, Lode. Go to Matzo, Mode, in the matter of the law, in the matter of the law, from the sea, in the law, after the matter of the law. The point of shot of sea means invest, he left it up invest, in something, in an altogether foreign matter. So, after the matter of the law. Now let's see the Rashi and the Rashba. What the matter of the law, no, I saw it, didn't you want it? Yes. More than here. Why not? So, means the way is put in garments. Why? Because, obviously, the Rashi had other years. There's another verse that I've mentioned. It's Bolo Matu also, Bolo Mori also also. But Bolo Matu, we more together. So, you did not see also, you did more away also. That's the other years. So, apparently, that's why. I mean, I suppose that it's all Amish book, we know that. So it put the way in parentheses. Bolomat Morey. So it's not Loyotso in Rashi, but Yot. Why? Because Rashi says, Yet just return the Kamoya. So if Rashi still says, Me, Loyotso, so it wouldn't make sense, Rashi's explanation. But if Rashi still says, like Gil said, the second Gil said in the Rashbam edition, so then it makes good sense. Bolomatso. ומורה יחד ולאוכל עדיין לא יזבר לזה לא זה ילמד כי צריך לדעת אבל מורה לא יוצא לא יגורום לא יעשה ואיך הוא מעצי הנה אין לי שום כך כל חום שניים יחד בסי הדקר, בסי והדקר לא יוצא שעל לא יומד בפי לא יזבר לא יזבר עכשיו אני אומר, אז יש גרסים גם יש לכם גרסים אז אני אומר, בוא למעצה יזה עוצה אני אגיד בוא למורה זה עוצה because there is a certain feels, not much, but a slight time more really feels when he's belayer. So the man receives it, but if he's belayer, not in bar together, so then he doesn't feel any time more, not even a slight time more. All right, but kochum you see, shnei yachim shalom not so shal v'yom mamish b'fi. Lo yizeh. So then he's not even Mikai Matzah. Nothing. So why? So because of Echtish. So Rashi says, Shalom Yomam is Bifit, Lo yizeh. So it's Mashma because since it didn't come in contact with his pee, with his pay, so maybe there is Echtish. So it's not a Maisa Achille because there is Echtish. There is a chitze between the Icho and the Pe. That's how it's mashma for Rashi. Now let's see. Rashba. Bo ma'atzo. כבוד לא עשו יוצא, שהריתים בערב יחומצת, שהאחיר ומיהו בחתחיל את תמצבי. תמצבי. שזה זיקוז בחתחיל, אם זה זיקוז הבחיל מבית. בואו אומר לו יוצא, דיבינם תעמורת, דיבק, ומשמור חיקוף את רחמון למורס, כי אפשר להגיד חיים, זה יחר למורס חיים. כך מוצא שקוסו בכל הסבות. So we see that Zichar Zborer is not only time. This is the essential ingredient of the Mitzvah Zborer. And if he doesn't feel the bitterness, so then he's not even becoming Mitzvah. And Ulfei Ushrach V'Rabei, Ulfei Ushrach, Kach Motzosi, Kosso B'chol Asvori, Ulfei Ushrach V'Rabei Mipireish, that's Rashi. Bola Morer, Yotso, Yetzo Shoni Tamor. בואו לומר שהוא מורה יחד ולא יכול עדיין ללמוד מזה ולא מזה ולעצו יוצא ולמור יוצא ולא עושה לוחמצי משיטה ולעקוד זה בשמאלי צורך ותורש בואו לומר שהוא מורה ידימצו מיוצא ולתן מעט ידימצו ויוצא ומכתר זה רבייס שהוא יתור ידימצו ודמנות בקרי שהמורה הכי צעית ומתאי כל הוכל so the מצי זית כוחם שניהם יחד בסין. So there is יצא מידה. יחד בסין, הכל בסוף ועדה. זה לא יוצא. So מידה יצא, מורה מאוד איזה יצא מת. שעל מה משליף לי. So the Rashbam also says, like Rashi. Because, so אני אומר, זה איזה חציץ. שעל מה משליף לי. לא איזה ולא איזה. הוא חזיר את אבן לחמאס. אני אומר, So the Achil, it's not the real Achil. In other words, if there is a chitze, the Eichel doesn't touch. The Eichel doesn't touch the pail, you know, inside the pail. So the Mele, it's not the Achil. Because of the Achil. Rambam mentions in the problem of having his mat all over the day. Bola mati yotza, bola mo alo yotza. Bola mati mo alo yotza, bola mati yotza, bola mo alo yotza. Shahamore, titfei le mat. Why did Rambam have to say shahamore? Bola mati mo alo yotza, bola mati yotza, bola mo alo yotza. Shahamore, titfei le mat. Kol chemisi, kol chemisi v'chayim tzeh. Bola mati mati. So the expression shahamore, titfei le mat, so in slain. Why did you mention it? Bola matzo yotzo. So the halach is bola matzo by itself is yotzo. And bola more by itself is no yotzo. So maybe bola matzo is more yotzo. So it follows logically. So you'd be matzo yotzo, you'd be more yotzo. Why does he have to say, Shamor is able to matzo? The answer is, the Rambam was bothered. True. Bola matzo by itself. So it's yotzo. So it's yotzo. But, So there is no problem with chitze. Masha'im came, but Bola, Kolchom is Sivich HaYitzbe, so he bring the matzah in us. Why? Because we are there. So maybe Bola, matzah in Mora Terecho, there should also be a chitze. Because the matzah is in contact with the Mora. Is in contact with the Mora, not with the pay. So there should be a chitze. So the Rambam distinguishes between Kochom Bisi, then it is a chitze. Masha'ikei, but Bola Matzo Umore Ki Echot, so then it's not a chitze, because the Mora, how can it be chitze? The Mora is the concomitant of the Matzo. So the Mora, it cannot be chitze. It cannot be chitze, it's like one thing. Now, so let's say, I mean, that the major part of the matzah is in contact with the mother, not with his mouth inside. But it's one thing. This is our mission explanation. Oh, so he says, הוא פירש, כי שבו המורה מיוצא, וכי שהוציא לי את המורה בפי, שהוא זה יכול המורה את חיי, וכשבו למצו, אם שמעת לא מביאים, אבל אחר, יוצא, וכשבו למצו, מורה שיכול, כל פחד זה משיות לי במט, ויחו פי שבו למצו במצו בפי, אם יכול שזה אפשר, וכי שהמורה יוצאים במצו, אבו, אבו, כי שכל הרביסים, הסיב מצו, זה ציפרן, מרק, וחושב הפסק, ובריחו, ולהיות זה אפילו לימצא זה לעשרנו, וחיפה איזה מפרש עשו. So, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, and the Rambam, so the reason is why Kol Chom Bisi, is way also even the Bimatzo, is because of a Chitze. But see, this is a Chitze. More is not a Chitze. The Ram has another shot. It's very stubborn. It's very miserable shot. He says, if it's Kol Chom Bisi, so then it's a way to get out of Achilosa, so it's no Achille. Now, from this Ram, we see a Chiddush, because there is an Achlikas Achreim on that question. Now, we find the Gabi Yisurim, we find the Aloche, that you know Yisurim Shebetire, so Shalit Yisurim Achilosa on Yisurim. There is a Mitzvah Rabbana, we learned that in Tzochim, in the second period, we learned it. So, and according to most Rishayim, the Mitzvah Rabbana, there is, but it's Mutar, we mock him Chayosh in this Akonis. But there is a Shittah, the Mordechai mentions a Shittah, that it's Mutar, it's not even what's on the Rabbana, which was in Achilosa. Except for some Chol, for a Kerem, so there is Chayim in Chayse, even in Shalit Yisrael. But in Kol Yisrael Shabbat Eir Rosh, in Shalit Yisrael Achloson, there is certainly no Yisrael Reif. How about Mitzvah? So there is a Machlek is Achrei. Whether the same Aloche that is mentioned in Chayim Yisrael applies to Mitzvah as well, or it doesn't apply to Mitzvah. The Machlek is Achrei. So from this round, we see, the foolish. That the Aloch of Shalikid HaHaloson is not considered an Achille applies to Mitzvah also. That's before. The Minyiri has a very peculiar pshat in Kol Chom Bisi Lubov. So Kol Chom Bisi Lubov, Kol Chom Bisi Lubov, he wrapped it up in vest, I mean, some foreign matter, all the vest. So it's like Kol Chom Bisi Lubov, I mean the same thing. But Minyiri mentions the pshat, Kol Chom Bisi Lubov means in the Mora itself. In the Mora itself, if you have a bit around with Mora, around the Mora, in other words, if you just taking, you know, a bowl of Mora and a piece of matzah together, you don't wrap up the matzah in the Mora. You don't use the Mora, the Mora as like a piece of paper. See, if you do a piece of paper and you wrap up the matzah. So then you are yitz, but if you wrap it up the mohair, so then you're not yitz. Oh. Now the mirror, kol chom b'siv shel deker, horon lachir, roto leina, shekor hamatze b'sich hamohair, v'kora, v'kosh chom sov. And he wrapped it around like a ticket of being a piece of paper. Of material. So if he's fine, he shouldn't become loose. At the mitzvah, if he's a mitzvah, he's a mitzvah, he's not a mitzvah, he's a mitzvah, he's a mitzvah, he's a mitzvah, he's a mitzvah. So in other words, so we see that according to Miri rejects the longest of the Rambam, as the Magnish explains it. The Rambam was also bothered by discussion. Why is it that Kol HaMatzah Mora? So he did not have a Yotza, but he did not say his Yotza, and Kol Chom Bisi, so he did not have a Yotza. So the Rambam says, if the Shamor is not Feilo, Feilo the Matzah. If he can comment on the Matzah, the Mitzah requires it. So the Meile, it's not a Chitza, it's not Chitza. The Magnish next one, it's not Chitza. But But so according to the Rambam's Lamedes, even if you wrap it up, even if you wrap up the matzah in the Borer, and you as if the Borer had been a piece of paper, a piece of material. So it's still be more chitzit. Still be more chitzit, because it's minyanim. It's not a foul matter. So it cannot be chitzit. It cannot be chitzit. But the Miri apparently rejects this one. And the Miri holds that the reason as to why we bola matzo and more. So bola matzo and more. So slowly it's the matzo is yetze. Because you, at what point where the matzo is in contact with the more, so then there is no contact with the pet. But that's only at one area. But in the other areas, there is contact with the pet. So where it's not this way. Machayim came if you left up the mat in the morning. So there is no contact with the pet at any point. In any area. So is there any? There is no contact in any area. So in Mele, it's a chitit. So it's not considered an achir. It's not considered an achir. Now, let's see. Yeah. Alright, so the Rashbam mentions two Gersoids. One Gerson that the Rashbam mentions is, I mean, the regular Gerson that we have, Vola Matzo Yotso, Vola Moro Lo Yotso, Vola Matzo Moro in the Matzo Yotso, Moro Lo Yotso. And then another Gerson that the Rashbam mentions is Vola Matzo Yotso, Vola Moro Lo Yotso, Vola Matzo Moro Yotso, Vola Matzo Yotso, Moro Lo Yotso. There's a second verse, but he merely mentions the third verse. He doesn't say the third verse, but this is what he means. He says that that's what he means, that he means verse, even though it doesn't spell out the verse. So apparently the merely had a third verse also. Bola matzo lo yotzo. Bola mora lo yotzo. So, and then, And then he was in Davis. Bola matzo more. You didn't match your simon yotso. But yours, bola matzo yotso. Bola matzo lo yotso, bola mora lo yotso. Kocho misivu bolon, apili matzo, namo lo yotso. Namo lo yotso. Alright, just one piece of more and then we'll leave it here. Not one. Just have a little bit of shit. And my family is very good. Omar Rapsime Barash, Matur is the Korecha Deach, Mor is the Korecha Deach, the Chariz is the Korecha Deach. The Nekir is a Shukha of Nibi Shem Ragot. Rabu no Omar, Kulunam, with Nibi Shem Ragot. The Yukh is the Kiravot. Now let's see what the Rashbam said. Matter of the Korach of the Echot, which are only words for a meeting, we should call the Korach of the Echot, you can talk matter more of the Korach of the Echot, al Shulchan. So, the Zman Chazal, so, there were many small tables. So everyone had a small table. And the Rabbi said his own small table. Not like today, there is one big table and everyone eats at the same table. Our Zodim Tzorich, the Mishin, is the Aseita. We are Chalik Korach of the Echot. ונקר את השולחון שמיצים רק את השולחון, כמה תכבי המקרם את הנקס. ואנו לא ידעו, דעת לו שולחון קוטנו, שאין רעבוד לבד, וכי מחולה אחת. אבל לא ידעו. So, since we all sit and we eat at the same table, so how does the אחיד את השולחון can realize? Not by taking away from the table, but from moving it from near the bar, or there the bar, to the other end of the table. אבל לא ידעו, ניסאוק את הכובע שבו מעצר ובודר שגפשים את זה לשולחות, וזה לא נקרא. ויהי שני ידעו להגביע את הכר על הכף, ומתין הבוס המן הכף. Now he doesn't mean like להגביע את הכר על הכף, that he has to be מגביע את הכר on the cup. That was done, it was a more convenient way of doing it. In other words, ויהי שני ידעו להגביע את הכף. In other words, to pick it up, the cup. So, we are moving. And when the Yom Magbiya the Kavah, so then the Yom makes the bottom of the Kavah. You are mixing. ועוד אומר כמה בוסר מצורך להגביר חנה מילה בשור שאימר הגודל פתח של המצאים וחליבה ולמות תלמי מהפתח הזה אם הוא מסביר את האף ששם לא למיר כמריזנטי לחי אבל כשמגביר הקר כדי שיעקיר תילים של גישה גישה איך מילה כמה בשקות שאימר so so we don't have to take out so the Adam who are made that that when they remove the carrot from the beginning of the table to the end of the table so they take out the shrikakshin the shrikakshin who are the boss not not both I mean just the boss so so he says that's not necessary because three boss and it's all like so all of the areas to raise high so they will say so he might be near that he might invent the highest but here it doesn't mean that he has to raise it high he just has to move it from the shulchan or from the beginning of the shulchan to the bishman hazeh to the end of the shulchan so maybe he doesn't have to take out the boss off on the car if you want it's all great for that after we can have boss off you know then he can make a routine but if he can have all the gamble we can have a bit of a job he will look for all the כדי שיעקר עתיני כמי שם, לדאום אל העקיר עד שוב. שתנו את זה.
פסטי שיר נעבוד שחם.
בואו נראה שזה נעשו את זה. אבל כן זה, if you think that's where you can find this, כדי מה שיות שגידי בואו נראה אותו, well bola bola matzo also yoto bola more elo zi tema kibushi ni more ze zi tsuni ra bono ni batu more la mari de bate so that's what you know says the team according to his rabono viva that in the matzo is also the tommy one each of the rices against the other each of the rices but the each of the rabono against the each of the rices and or every shoes as against the Mitzvah Rabbonah, so then it is divided. So here, when it's clear, matzah more together, so then change more than the Mitzvah Rabbonah, we want to follow how matzah to meet matzah is like that. The Yishleima, or the Shaya Bikula, or the Shaleya, so the Achim, those with matzah can never be chaleya. Avo Tish Yishleima, after the Yishleima, the Chaleya, the Matzah. Now, I mentioned that there are two pshotis in Mitzvah Shibatol Yisuras Rabbi Mati whether the Gemara is discussing the Bittul Hefzeh or Bittul Indamayitze but this Teretz of Teitzvah can apply to both in other words Bittul Hefzeh so why is it Bittul Hefzeh because the particles that are the particles of the Matzeh are intermingled to the particles of the Mora so that's only Shayach if he eats them together and he chews on them so melee for the chewing they are broken up into particles and the particles are intermingled with each other Mashiach what takes a bowl of morer and a piece of matzah one piece of matzah and swallows them and doesn't chew on them so melee they're not intermingled so even in his mouth they're not mure they just touch each other but they're not mure so maybe there couldn't be any bitul hefzeh and there couldn't be bitul in the maaseh either only when you chew them first and then so there is a bitul in the maaseh mitzvah in the tam but if you take the whole bowl of moher and the whole piece of maaseh and you swallow them even if you swallow them at once so in the tam you are not intermingled he feels the tam of the moher separately and the tam of the matzah separately, even though he swallows them in the same time. So this, so the kasha and the teretz could make sense according to either pshat in mitzvahs mevakel zuezu. Matzah is mikol echot ve'echot, nira mitanyos. So why does everyone have to have before him a matzah, mitanyos, is he need to take a v'bochen yad, kim shezis ha'bochen ishim chivu. אבל שואלים עם השונו ואין אברוך או חייבו אם צורי חוויתם תקף לברוך הנינה so there is a big חידש in the case in other words that where it's a bit of a mitzvah their words of the Chassidim say, so there should be no hefsek in time. In other words, so the thing has to be immediate. There shouldn't be any more starts. We're not talking here about the Chassidim. Just of the lapse of time without any Hesek Hadas. So we have, so of course the Eved, it doesn't matter. But the Chathchile, so you feel like it's an enemy. There is no Aloche. There is no Aloche that it has to be Yad Mamish. There is no Aloche that has to be Yad Mamish. Masha'im Ki, I feel like it's a mitzvah, so the Chathchile, the Eved says, it has to be Yad Mamish. Alright, give it up. No more entering as a shoot. I'm going to be a yanai, give me a kill to make his initial. Why is there a kill as a shoot for? In order that the make his should ask. Now, make it initial. Give me a kill to make his initial. Now, so this is it. וקלימה ומתחכך יומי משולים בשולבון אבו במי ששואר לא מורי קרי אס השולחון לא יפוטר מה נשתנו והיד הבאי הוא יפיר שהגמור גם התחילה של עושה פרשו ואני בגמור אימדיאטלי מנשי סיסטור הבאי אבו יוסף קם לדרב אבו יוסף קם לדרב חוזר לקובעת לתחת לקבל זה כאן שולחון אומר לו אלי, שהבאי יושב, הבאי יושב, עדיין לקחימון, עתו, קובעה כתחת מכמון, before you even started eating, you already removed everything from the oil. אומר לי, רבי, פתרתו מלי ממה נשתן. Now let's see. וואבי, דרש במסך. קטרת בלי ממן שטן, איתן לכמון, כוחו בני שיעב, ולאו שיעו לעצמי, מה נשטן? וכי מי ששואל לו, מה נשטן לו, אם הוא צריך בלי ממן נשטן, אל לא שיפה גור, לפי so all we have to say is a tumor, לפי שנשתבד במצרים, עוד לא יסים, אם הוא צריך בלי ממן נשטן לו, אל לא שיפה גור, לפי שנשתפדנו במצרים עוד נועסים כל הדבורים הלאו. Now, Tetzer says, Tetzer says, כמי שיעקר עתים במשך, תראי מה הוא תרקח, לא במי שבישור דבורים, אבל במה ששואה, לא מעוניים תחיל את השום חוב, לא ניפוטר ממה נשתנו. So, in other words, so that was the father of Shana, but the purpose is to avow the curiosity of the tunic. Now once the curiosity of the tunic is aroused, so then he's likely to raise other questions. Now let's have to become interested. So once his interest, his curiosity is aroused, so then no probability of asking other questions. So that will be, so we'll be able to be kind of mitzvah of the Yitzhak of Bino. In other words, all these are lochers. Of Akiras HaShulchon, Chiluk, Chulim Zvegezi, I mean, to arouse the curiosity of the tinnik. So they are based upon the rice. In other words, the mitzvah, the rice is vitality. So in other words, so the father is mechuyev to provoke the circumstances that will, I mean, he's mechuyev to supply the circumstances that will provoke the curiosity of the teenage, and you ask questions about it, yes, it's about Pesach. So then the father will be able to be in the mitzvah of Igal Torvino. Because what does Igal Torvino mean? Igal Torvino means you will answer, you will respond to the child. But if the child doesn't ask, you cannot respond. You cannot respond. So you have to supply the circumstances that will provoke the curiosity of the tinnik, and the tinnik will ask, then the father will be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of Igal Torvino. So actually all these things of kinshiyakir atinik v'yishayil are actually in the fulfillment of the means
towards the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Igalit Olavim. Igalit Olavim. This is what Eish says. Kereima, umitechkach, yobin shoye bishot morit, abu hamesh shoah,
The conclusion of the Gemara is that this memory is mentioned in respect to Pesach night, and let's say any other time, day of the year. So even though it's considered an interval elapse, but if you already washed once and then he wants to eat again, he doesn't have to wash again. Mashiach Pesach night, yes, he has to wash again. Why? Give the boy, because there is something that intervenes between the Tibur Rish and the Tibur Shein, the Agod and the Hal. Give the boy the name of Agad and Tevi Laiye. So Dil Me Asucha Aschal Daite Vinor. Vinor. So Teisves is the Kashi. Asucha Misa Daite Vinoga. Teime. Matzorich Lai Taime Teipo in Tila Rishen Elo Yisul Shem Dushi. Elo של יתמי יש אנש יש לו אימא יסאו את דייתו no, זה צור שאיתו ציבור שאי so first that is לאו דאב כנות אני ציבור שאי דאו ביטו את בושר המית דיבוי מנקל השדאי אלא אגב ציבור ריש נוק הציבור שאי ואנטיל נאבי גם מציל את ציבור בוי so he says לאו דאב כנות אני ציבור שאי דאו ביטו את בושר המית דיבוי מנקל השדאי so mainly he's מחויב to be נקל השדאו because of the past אל אגב תיבור ריש נוק תיבור שני ואנטיל נאמה גם מצליח תיבור בו אילך נאמה so it's for two reasons but there is a very primary reason as to why he has to be made to look up because of past so this is shitty means that the fact that he was made to as Yodov the first time so that will not pattern him of washing his hands again when he is to eat past mat and when the Gemara says so Mishaini says love Dafke because of the Mishaini that's also a reason as to why he has to realize another Mishaini but there is another reason another primary reason is why he has to wash his hands again, because of the Achilles Pass. And in regard to, so this is what it means, that in regard to the Achilles Pass, we don't say, since he washed his hands before the Tibur Mishum, so that Nitile will be Eile for the pastor. But the Arishayim will say that here he is required to wash his hands again, that because of the Tibur, but not because of the Pass. Insofar as the Pass is concerned, so the first Nitile would be Eile for the Pass. So then it reverted back to the status. So the Yudai reverted back to the original status of Stam Yudai, that Ashmir is a tool, which all of the Tile, Achashi Bulu Mash, Vishemo Tima. They have the right to have it all written in the past. So Tesis didn't tell it. Love that. But the Mir says no. And the other shame is what he did. Mishi Ari, the Yusha Tema of the right to have it all written in the past. Anything. Shem Timo Misudo, Ego Elomitam, is Kadishten. We die in the Tilo Vishemo. We hold Stam the Dai. Elomimem or Elomach Masakibu, of his man Rechitares. אבל שבחול אין שני איסי שלישי ואין צרח לטילה מצלעתומו ובזמן הזה שאיך לטערס מצויים אב בטיבו משקה אין צורך לטילה ודאי בבשי אוי לשניו אם יוצא שאין צורך לטילה בבשי הוא סתם מדי so in other words if he didn't wash the first time so of course then he has to wash the second time because of the past but if he did wash even though he's not required So Mimele, he does not have to wash again for the past. So he says, Bizman Chazal. He says, Bizman Chazal. So then Doboshetibuli Bimashke required Alpidin Nitile. Mishum Tume, Bizman Chazal, Doshet Bor Bimashi. So Mimele, Heschadas puzzled it. Mashiimke, Heschadas puzzled it, even if it's Bitei Chasude, it's the same Sude. It's the same Sude. He watched immediately after Kiddush. So, it's the same Sude. But, there were certain Hefseikim, Hagode, Halel, so that's like Heschadas. So maybe he was Negea. So there was Esach Hadas. So when did Esach Hadas pass? That was if the Nitila Shadayim is required because of Tume. So then Esach Hadas is a Pesel. Esach Hadas is a Pesel. Now what does the Gemara say mean? The Gemara says, Dilmanoga. So what does it mean? And suppose it is Klapishmaya, the idea that he was Nasnigia, Bimokit Mami Tume. So then it means that he is not mechuyev to be nature as Yodov. It's only because objectively there is a Sofit. Maybe he can't trust himself, even though he has the impression that he was not nigiya b'davaram tunev, but he shouldn't trust himself, maybe he's making a mistake. No, it's not mashma like that. Because from the Rishayim it appears that, and the Rosh Hashanah is like this, Dilma asuche asa oridayte v'noga. Monevsheh. So the Rashbam says, "Vinoga b'shudovatino." No b'shudovatino. So why does Mora have to say, "Asucha asko daiti noga"? So the pshat could be, I mean, that he forgot, so inadvertently he touched the machnetan. I know that this, but the pshat it appears from the Meir, it appears that the pshat is, if a person, let's say, was saying the agot, and he was preoccupied with agot. And the Hallel, and so it was likely for him to inadvertently touch Mokimitun. Inadvertently. So even if Klapi Shmai is Gandhi that he didn't touch, but the fact that he was Osuk in such a way that it was very likely for him to be Negeir the Mokimitun, that in itself is Esach Hadas. And the Sechadat, this is how the Biri explains it. And the Sechadat, so as long as Mitilas Yadayim is required, Mishum Tume. Now, the Biri's own Shitta is that Ismazeh, you don't even have to be Nikolas Yadayim. You don't even have to be Nikolas Yadayim. But this man, Chazal, when they were Zoyim to Litare, it required Mitilas Yadayim, Mishum Tume. Mishum Tume. So Mimele is Hadas Pasuf, even in the midst of the Suf. That's Hadas Pasuf. Mashiach came with that pass. So the Mirishit is like the Rambam, that pass, the Mitzvah's time for pass is only based upon the Kius, not Mishum Tume. So Mimele has a Hadas in the midst of the same Suf. Doesn't even pass. So if it's another Sude, then there is another mitzvah of Mitzvah Zedai. There is another mitzvah of Mitzvah Zedai. So the Gemara in Chum says that make mod of Midod of Shachri, so mas know of Kolaye. So only if there was a Snoy. And because Shafatrak, he has to go to work, so he will not be able to have to wash his hands when he eats again the course of the day. So then there is a Aloche, there is a Heter of Mikro the Miod of Shachris, who Masno of Kolaye. So it's only if he's Masno of Kolaye. But otherwise, not. Otherwise not. Why? Because there is a Hesach Hadas. So only if he was Masno at the beginning of the day, so then it's all right. But if he was not Masno, not. So there it's a different Tzude. That's why he has to be Masne. Mashiach in here, insofar as Pas is concerned, he washed his hands before the Kalpas. So the Mela is the same Tzude. So even if true that account of the fact that he was preoccupied with God and the Howell, so it was very likely for him, it was very natural for him to touch him or to meet him. So the Mela, that itself is Hesach Hadas. But inasmuch, and this is the Mirishite, because for pas chum, so there is no requirement of Mitzvah Yadayim because of Tumen, but only because of a mitzvah. So what's the aloche? If one wants to eat pas, so before the Sude in which he eats pas, he has to wash. So even if there is a Hadas, as long as it's in the same Sude, he doesn't even have to be mas. When does he have to be mas? If it's in a different Sude, but if it's in the same Sude, So he doesn't even have to be masked. This is what he says. Not like this. Avant we should not have got off the Timothy Schlitzhoff, we took off after God, the Timothy, the Shikris, and God, he see a diet. We shall not have been walking shame hole, the Yisha das. We hosgle him, stam you die. We told him till Achash the Buddha be masked. We shame or tema. So in other words, has a das where it is based upon Tume. So Mimela has a das reverts back the Yodayim to the status of Tume. Even if it's in the same Sude. But Vishema Tema Babaloi Tibla the Tzolch Litu Mishim Pas Eirikim Shemitil Lissude Eirikim Tamis Kadishtem Eirikim Eirikim Tamis Kadishtem. Not because of Tume. So Mele, even though the Esach Hadas will revert back the Yodayim to the original status of Shnius Litume, so it's like someone touching in the middle of the Sude Tfil or Mezuzah. So the Yodayim will revert back to the status of Shnius Litume, but as long as he was mekayim the mitzvah of Yodayim Litumis, of Yodayim Litumis, at the beginning of the Sude. So for the duration of the Sude, he already fulfilled the mitzvah, unless it will be a different Sude. You'll be willing to eat pas in a different Sude, so then there will be a new chiyuv. So you see, I mean, that's all, the mere Mishita is also in line with the Mishita Saram. All right. Disposed, I mean, to not to mock him. So even in the beginning, So still, on account of his preoccupation with the Abode and the Halak, he was natural for him to touch. So he says, Hadass, even if he knows that he didn't.
After
he stopped to eat, no, say so. Go on. Because there is no reason to come back. No, no. He already was behind him.
He was coming to begin this.
That's right. With the diamond talk. The diamond talk. To the view that he was behind
it. We don't care what it's coming.
But he didn't even come standing. Now it takes me, so we learn the big taste that starts on Kuftes Rov on Dalet and ends in Kuftes Rov on the days. Now the other things, the Skate, we didn't learn it. Now the Kate, so there are two shot. One shot in Kate is a certain kind of a poison that is in the Hazares, and that poison is made by putting it in the harises, by immersing it in harises, and that the pshat of the rachi is that kapi is a certain kind of worm. Now, if it's worm, how are you out? So this is a psakona, if it's alive. If it's dead, there is no psakona. If it's alive, so there is a psakona. Now, if it is a worm, so it shouldn't be allowed, should involve the harise. So the answer is, because there is a haloche, that the worms that originate in the parents, after they were detached from the karka, so if they become wormy while that's still attached, so then it changes a lot. But if they were his slew, after they were neka from the karka, so then until they are removed from the parents, they're not awesome. They're not awesome. So the main mitzad is of the ruling of shrotim. So then it doesn't apply, but because of sakoni. So by immersing it in the chareise, so you deaden the worm. So the main there is no sakoni. These are the two pshat. Kape the teisves. Pirish rach the las. Kiditanye at the las of mikre zeisi. ושביקרה קבועים, והקפה שביקרק, והיחושים של יין וחימץ, that originated in the Paris. So until they are removed from there, they are ויתאימה, תיקשמיני, so that's a price. So tikshim and shmuel doma b'sefer treifes kishu sheis liyo b'ovio osea b'ivio means while it still is in the process of growth and it can be even after it is detached from the tree. It can also, you know, sometimes you detach certain foods, certain from the mechudeh, but it's not ripe, and it ripens, you know, after it is detached. You can even, sometimes you can even buy in the store bananas that are not ripe, and then after the bananas stay a few days in your house, so then they're ripe. So Shmuel says, if kishes is obvio, if it became wormy, even after it is detached from the car, even after the car, but it's still the process of growth, this process of growth, so it's also Mishum Sheres HaSheres HaOret. So, but this vice says, Hatila Shebikrezensim, Shebikrezfani, Vakapo Shebiyeret, Harelum Torik, Umiu Shmuel Sova, Kiyidav Raisa, the Mayis also. There's another vice, that it's Muta. That it's us. So, there is us. So maybe it's no kashe to Shmuel from this vice. Because there the Gemara who mentions prices, there is one price that says that the tilas in the Torah is oser, and there is another price that says it is muter. Why doesn't the Gemara who cite this price that Rashba mentions? Shmuel himself, Shmuel has another vice, but Shmuel himself says that Kishesis Libio is Osea, even before it was removed from the paper. So, and it originated in the paper. And even though it's not Mechuba Lekarke, the paper is not Mechuba Lekarke, so it's still Osea. So how could Shmuel eat? More according to Rashkat, in other words, because the Chazer says that he was, and we plunge the Chazeres in the Chareises in order to them, but insofar as the love of the Elohim is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's alive or it's dead. So even after it was immersed in the Chareises. In the Chareises, it still has, but it's dead, so it still has the Tevas, and the Kovit to Shmuel, so it's awesome. Now this is only according to the Rach's Pshat, according to the other Pshat, so there's no Kasha. V'chiteime v'podiklu, sh'l'hishom kape, in other words, it may be thought of Dikin, that there shouldn't be any Tevas. In Cana, my Tzor Chariz, it seems like a common one, if Shafi was big. So then there is no need. So then everybody has to do it that way. So there is no need for Chariz. In Cana, my Tzor Chariz, it seems like a common one. Vishemo b'rei v'rokeiz, ein b'rei kap. So in other words, insofar as the love is concerned, so there's a lot that we go, but so what? We are not cheshish for a mute. So most Chazeres does not have this tilas, and Abbot Eloi, so then his superficial decay will give us a guarantee that the Abbot Eloi will remove. But this specific tilas, that is the Sakone, so that's not most, only the leaf. So in Kovatel Kule, we rely on Roch, but there is a Roch that Gemara Chum points out. Chmiras accounted me so. In other words, that in regard to Sakonis Nefoshes, we don't rely on the regular criteria of Adoris, of proof. So Rov is a criterion of proof. Yeah, but in Kotel Kurinisa Veta, but regarding Sakonis, so the Roshna Rambam is, Vitzorich Lizoya Bidovo Ze Yofi Yofi. Shenema Hishom Elocho Ushmer Nafshecho. So in other words, so even on the Choshev Yechayiki of Sakonis Nefoshes, we have to be Zoya. So Memele, in order to dispose of the Choshev Yechayiki, so we have to immerse in Chareis. בסוף שמול רעבות, ומשמסכן לדיקה פה, חיישינו מניעותה, וצורך חרץ. וצורך חרץ. נע, צורך שניתה בטיבול שם. לא דווקא לא כאן בטיבול שם. דאובקלי, בוסר המליץ, דיבור יותר סידאי, we mentioned here last time the stages, because in connection with the theory that I discussed. אלא אגב, טיבול ראשון, לא כאן טיבול שני, והמתיר הנמי גם מצליח טיבול בוי. So the teacher says that when the Gemara says that even though he washed his hands before the Tibur Rishon, he still has to wash his hands again before the Tibur Sheni, so it doesn't mean only because of the Tibur, only because of the Tibur. He certainly has to wash his hands again. He certainly has to wash his hands again because of the Meitzi, of the Matz that he has to eat. But he mentions Tibur Sheni to advise us that even for the sake of the Tibur Sheni he has to wash again and again. But certainly because of the pass of the matz that he has to wash again, even though he already who washed once. Now, until now they got it, but the chiddush is that until now the second nitile is made, is required even for the sake of the second tip, not only for the sake of the name that is going to eat the matzah, but even for the sake of the second tip. Asukha meisa baitim nama. Ten, mai tzorich lahai taino. Take the coin until the shevo, lo hoiso mishel dush, elo shel yitame yasamash. So in other words, Gemara says here that the reason as to why a nitila shniya is required in the before karpas. So a nitila v'sheino was done because of Nesach Hadas. So on account of the fact that he's preoccupied with the Hallel, with the Agoda, the Hallel, so the nitila that is Nesach Hadas, because on account of his preoccupation with the Agoda and the Hallel, he might forget for it. Because of his preoccupation, the Hallel, he is naturally disposed to forget and touch, I mean in touch certain became his goof. So the Mele, it's considered as Hadas, even if Klapishmai is Galye, that he didn't touch and became his goof. But since it's natural for him, on account of his preoccupation with the Hagor and Hallel to touch became his goof, so Mele it's considered as Hadas. And since it's Hadas, so the male he has to make again. So the only reason as to why he has to make again, even though he already washed his hands once, before the Karpas, so it's because of the Sechadas. But if not for the Sechadas, now, Teime mai tzorich, lahai taime, Teime kolel dintiru disheine, lohoi so lishem dush, elo shal yitame yesam ashti, lohitame yesam ashti. So Teisves said, in the big Teisves, that begins on Kufeslov and Alf. So Teisves, when he cited the Gemara in Broches, Daphne Gimel, he vil yayim kolechot mitel yoy achas, and then he sebu, he vil yayim, again, ahopi, sheko, echot, konot al yoy achas, yechid of it to bezer. Why? Ulfi, she, sorry, so, So Apple Pish Kolechot for not over the Achas is Chiz of Nikol Bezion. So in other words, so he has to wash both hands, even the hands that he washed already. So Meir Atisha says, the Kashe, Tein me my Tzorich Lahai Taine, Tein me the Tila Vishayna Lohi Sol Shem Dush. So in other words, so the reason is why, even though he washed, one hand he washed, before the Kos. And according to Teisves, so it wasn't literally called a Broche, as Teisves in Broche says. According to Teisves here, I'm Psochi, so Al Kedim, he had to wash, because of the Tumor, because in those days, that the Ozola, in Tumor Vitale, so Al Kedim, he had to wash, before he drank the Kos. So he already washed one hand, so then, when he has to eat, so let him just wash the other hand, for the one hand that he already washed, why should he wash again? So Tesis pointed out there that he had to wash. So Meir Tesis said, Kashi, what's the reason? Because the reason as to why he washed one hand, it wasn't Kashi Dushi, it wasn't because of a certain mitzvah. But it was just because Bisman Shehoi Yisrael Zir in Bituma Vitare, Bisman Chazal, so then it was Osea to be Mitame, to Mitame the Mashkin, because then the Mashkin would pass on the goof, would pass on the goof. So that Nitile is not the same kind of Nitile as the Nitile that is required. That is the Shindushi. That is the Shindushi. So Mele, even though you made the Nitile, but that Nitile is not a Shindushi. So when you have to eat pass, or you have to eat fast, so Mele, you have to wash again, so Tesis Kashi is, so why does Gemara say that the reason is to why he washes again before the matzah and before the table chain is because of Esach Hadas? But if not for Esach Hadas, he wouldn't have to wash it again. But now he has to wash his hand because of the matzah. So that's Lashem Dushe. And the first Nitile was not Lashem Dushe. So it appears from the Gemara in Broches that even though he washed his hands once, and he was mechuyev to wash, but it wasn't Lashem Dushe. So now when he has to wash Lashem Dushe, so he has to wash again. So without the Sechadats, even without the Haggadah and the Hala, so he should have to wash again. Then the Matzor of Vaitani, they go to Lashem Lois Lashem Dushe. Elu Shultam is Amash. V'yesh Reima, Isaute Daito, Dichim Shenotav, Yeila, Vuren Amen, Dichul, Lepoye Kavone, Likach Tzorech Lahaitani. So the Rosh Nitzvah is very strange. First of all, why does Nitzvah say Isaute Daito? It's not the Salter Aitoch. The Gemara says that the reason is why he's Tzorich, he has to wash his hands again, even though we already washed, is because of Esach Hadas. But if there wouldn't be Esach Hadas, what's Esach Hadas? Esach Hadas consists in the fact that he says that he's preoccupied to the house, I got in the house. But if there wouldn't be Esach Hadas, he wouldn't have to wash his hands. So it's not his Salter Aitoch. It's a little evidence. Why the stage will say it's out of the Aitoch. And then there is a stira. There is a stira between what Tetzvah mentioned from the Gemara in Broches here on top and what Tetzvah says here. And the Kasha of Tetzvah was based upon the Halacha that is mentioned in Tetzvah on top. That's what Tetzvah's Kasha. So in other words, Tetzvah says, since Chum is the boy Kavone, since Chum is the boy Kavone, we can't talk about Wi-Fi. But that's not the Salter Aitoch. There's Venice. So if there is a stira between the Tesis here and the Tesis on top. Tesis on top. So Bishleime, in respect to what Tesis says in the Kashe, so he can say, Tesis in the Kashe assumed that even if we say, Chum is the boy Kavone, but even if Tile, if there was an Itile, for another purpose, not Rishim Dushe, that's Gora to know Kavan. I mean, we could say that. I mean, it wouldn't be Mistab. But Tesis on top said, with so many words, that and that was Mechuye. He's a little major of why? Because the first Itile on one hand was not Rishim Dushe. That was not Lashem Dushe. So, it wasn't because of Schach Trumo, it wasn't because of the mitzvah of Miskadish and Miskandeshim, it was for another reason. Bisman Chazal, the Rosoya, Bitume Mitare, some they were not supposed to be Mitare. So, some Melee requires another Mitile. So, why does Tesis say here, contrary to it, and what's the Pshat in this outline? It's very strange, but the Goyim explains it very well. I mean, that's the OS against the statements. But the right pshat, and the twin pshat, is what the Goyen says. In Simen Kuf Nun Ches. And the Goyen here mentions even the Masho. So you can see from there that the Goyim learned everything, given the Mashal, right? Because there are some Goyim today who consider themselves really, that they consider it, they need the dignity to look into the Mashal and the Mashal. So you see that the Goyim looked into Mashal. And Rab Chaim also learned that from Mashal. Rab Chaim, in one piece of Torah, mentions the Maharshi. It's a very long call, I'm not going to read the whole, go over the whole call. It takes too much time. But whatever is relevant for this basis. So, it's a Siddin Kuf Milches, Siddin Kilches, Sid Zayin. So the Mechaba says, not a lot of the Torah should be full of Mashkech. V'hakach reitzerach lechem, yeish kishenir mivorov, sheleis nitil ha'irolei. Sheleis nitil ha'irolei. So in other words, so he has to wash, he has to wash, and make a bracha too. So then the Rambam says, when we see a taite, yito b'loi bracha. So the Goyim says that actually the Rambam is disposed to disagree with the Ibn Chab, and that he holds that he doesn't have to make another etil. As long as he made one etil and doshed b'loi mashke, and then he wants to eat rachem, so he doesn't have to make it. But the chumre, the ramo, is also chenshish. So because of that he says he should wash again. But it's not. His achroi is more disposed that he doesn't have. So only the sofik on the chumre, so maybe he shouldn't make a brach. This is how the Goyim explain it. Alright, so then he says, so he mentioned something that everybody raises a question at other cases. So the Goyim says, that's the third line from the bar, from the end of the Birako. It's all a cover. Vatalas and Tiras lay calm with it as a match. Utluk the Ibi first base the Hunga from the Dalit. On the base, it as a Tisves, lives the Kerabirichan. Because there is a Machlik as a Hunga from the Dalit, whether Hum is Boy Kavone or Boy Kavone, with Hum or the Kedesh, the Kedesh, with Hum, certainly Boy Kavone. But, with Hum, so the Machlik is Rav and Rabir. So Rav says that Loi Boi Kavon. So Nido Shetovlo. So he stayed on the base. Ve'asur Olecho B'Trumo. Shaloi Boi Kavon. Nido Shetovlo. Shaloi Boi Kavon. So Muteres L'Beiso. Muteres L'Beiso. Ve'asur Olecho B'Trumo. And Rav Yechon says Asur L'Beiso. So Rav says that Chum is Loi Boi Kavon. And Rav Yechon says Chum Boi Kavon. How do we pass? So most Rishayim, I mean, the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch pask like Rav, that Chum is Loi Boi Kavon. Teisa Shitei is that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechon. The other Rishayim also, who pask like Rabbi Yechon, that Chum is Loi Boi Kavon. So he says, when Teisa says, in other words, there is no stira between the Teisa on top and Teisa here. Because whether, when the first nitila was not Lishem Kushe. In other words, it didn't involve the Nikima Mitzvah. It wasn't because of Shach Trumo and because of Iskadish and Iskadish, but because of a different reason. In order not to be Mitamei, not to be Mitamei Eichel or Mashi. So then he has to eat pass whether he has to make a new nitila. And there is no Hespashas. So whether he has to make, whether the original Nikila that was not Lishem Kedushi, so is Eile for the parts. So that's telling the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi. According to Rav, that Chum Loi Boi Kavon, so it is Eile. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that Chum is Boi Kavon, it's not Eile. It's not Eile. So the Eile of Tish is on top. Is expressive of the Shittas HaTeisvus Alimdeh, And Teisa Shikini is the Dalach is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Tchum is Boi Karon. So that's why Teisa says, and that Gimori in Prochez, was first he says that not only the Achas, and that was also obligatory, but it wasn't the Shemdush. So then he say, Bu Mevim Emai. It's in the right, because it's how we will have said. So that Gimori in Prochez, accords with Rabbi Yochanan, we pass by Rabbi Yochanan, the Tchum Boi Karon. But according to Rav, so it's not by Tavane. So Teisa says, it's how to die though. This Gemara, when Gemara says that the reason as to why, he has to wash his hands again, even though he washed his hands once before the Kalpa, it's because of that Hadas. But the implication being, if there hadn't been as Hadas, he wouldn't have to wash again. He wouldn't have to wash again before the matzah. So it's because this, the Gemara wants to explain it while we were there, that Chulmoy Boi Kavone. But if you have the fact that Teisves holds that we passed like Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why Teisves says, Salpelaito. So maybe there is no stira from the top Teisves and this Teisves. This is what we're going to say. Alright. Now, there is another question here in connection with Kap. According to the Rach Shaf, that Kap is not a poison. Kap is a Teras, which is a Sakone. So we have no problem we have no other problem except the Sakone. So because of that, in order to take this Kap, this Teras, he has to plunge it or immerse it. Now, there is another question here in connection with Kap. According to the Rach Shaf, that Kap is not a poison. Kap is a Teras, which is a Sakone. So we have no problem we have no other problem except the Sakone. So because of that, in order to take this Kap, this Teras, he has to plunge it or immerse it in the Haris. In the Haris. Now, so what does the immersion in the Harises accomplish? It deadens the Teras. Now, when does it do that? Yom Tov. Even if it's not Shabbos, even if it's not Friday night. So, an ordinary day of the week, but it's Yom Tov. So, Melochei Asuran Yom Tov. And this is not a Melochei of Eichel Nefesh. It's not Melochei of Nefesh. At most, it could be Machshir Eichel Nefesh. At most, so it could be machshir yechol nefesh that yefsher. I mean, but still there is a doubt whether it's yefsher. So there's a machlekes Rabban Yehuda machshir yechol nefesh she yefsher machshir lasi some erev yom tov. But machshir yechol nefesh say she yefsher lasi some erev yom tov is certainly awesome, and it's not so poshet that it's yefsher. Why? I mean, it's very likely that with a very thorough and strict bdike before Yom Tov, he would be able to take out all the kapes, let's say with very fine strainers and so on for Yom Tov. So why should it be yefsha? That's it's in Yom Tov. So at most it's machshirim she yefsha that's it's in Yom Tov. And that is a machloket between Rabbon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's mutar on Yom Tov. So how is it out? Well, he does it exclusively for the purpose. He does it exclusively for the purpose of deadening the Teras, according to Rabban Chananel. So it's a Meloche, it's Teras Nishon. So, now there is a Meloche in the Rambam. I mean, it's a Gemara. Thank you. ich bin mit allem noch ein Schabes und noch ein Tag. Rimosim, sie in Dorin der Robin so kaum kilo. Und er bin auch auch kein Abgeruschen. Ha-hirti ist und chayot die Hirte bei ihm und chayot. Aber Rimosim, sie haben ja so mit der Lohin und der Pferd. So that's also, I mean, this to us, it's also mit der Pferd. It's a bit of a incentive in the Chazeres. She's bishop chayot zere, kim tomorim shal bosa mitomorim shebezichat. Yes, ha-hir komfort. It's a machlokes in Shabbos between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. So Rav Elazar says, "Ahir kino is chayif atos, ki ahir gomo etik." Rav Elazar says, and the Chachamim say, "No, it's not. There is no isa deraisa in killing the kino. Why? Why? Because it says yalfuse. Do we have it choshi in Mishkan? We learn out of the Mochas from Mishkan. So the Rambam explains it. What does it mean? In other words, when is there a chiyu and isa deraisa of nitilas nishome? Only when it's poor mizocha on the king. Poor mizocha on the king. But the king is not poor mizocha on the king. What is it the Rambam says? Now this is inconsistent with the mitzias. I mean, because the king is also poor mizocha on the king. I mean, there is no spontaneous generation. So it's also poem is a holiday. But it's not inconsistent with the Mitzvahs. Because true, everything is poem is a holiday. But the fact is that there are certain organisms that will only originate and will only be reproduced through the medium of film, of ipush. True, this is the culture only. But the fact is that without the medium, without this culture of filth, of ipush, so then they will not be reproduced. So, in other words, when we learn out from Troshim that Nitilas Nishoma Mudaraisi is only also if it's poor Zohar Kevo, so it's not just the Zerzakosu Zohar Kevo. This Zerzakosu, of course it's the Zerzakosu, but the Zerzakosu is expressive of a certain degree of life. In other words, those, they are organisms, small as they are, but they can reproduce without the culture of filth, of ipush. So their existence is not a very high form of existence. So what kind of Nitilas Nishama is Chayev, is also what I say, if it represents a if the all